So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Get your name into the hat. Be the winner today. Today, Das Kapital was dropped by Karl Marx. Wonder how much Engels. Was this like he wrote the lyrics and Engels wrote the melody? How did the two of them collaborate to give us this? And Henry played a little bit from the guy reading the Das Kapital book. Corn is another commodity. It's hard to believe. Yeah, let's hear a little of that. Oh, my God. God.
Oh, God, they have to enunciate the footnotes.
In French?
I guess so.
It's as bad as your Finnish cover
oh,
song.
Oh, no. Just wait until the money melody.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're going to play that. All right. So that's given us the ages, because that won a couple years ago when we did this all-time dumb, worst idea, communism. And then they figured that out, so they went with socialism. And why does it still work? Because things that have been tried and failed, it doesn't matter. When people, and I'm going to link it to something and go to Jody, who's on board with this. It doesn't matter. People like the shiny object. They like the juice. Everybody wants the juice. And you only get the juice by coming up with something that's nuts and provocative that won't work usually. Larry Krasner would be an example. Why do these people all get juiced up over this? We used to play you Kevin Bacon talking about how this guy's taken on everything with a bold new idea. Yeah, let criminals go. And people in these insulated areas like Chestnut Hill, Rittenhouse Square, even they get on board with this. It's exciting. Why didn't people see this before? We can let criminals go and still be safe. Nothing has to happen here. Then we see the damage, and off we go, and we're called fascist. Very similar to how this plays out. It's always the shiny object. So they're excited in New York because they found an example. Go after the rich. That's why things are not affordable. This is always where we go with socialism. All right, Jody Del Barber with us, longtime friend, and has been unbelievable in some of the biggest things that have gone on here in the area way back to the days with Frank Rizzo, and one of the driving forces of the Columbus Day Parade, which is back this year, bigger and better than ever. Let's go to Jody on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jody, welcome in. Congratulations.
Hi, Dom.
This year's parade's going to be unbelievable. Talk about the excitement now with what you and George Paquetto have been able to do.
Well, it's George Paquetto, me, and we have a committee, Barbara Capozzi, Dom Sabatini. We have a bunch of people, even Senator Fomo, and has been on board with us because he was always a big supporter of the parade back in the day before we had to raise a lot of money to put it on because the city would not provide the trash pickup or the police. But this year, everybody's excited. We have 52 bands and groups. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful parade. We have Bob Pantano as our grand marshal, and our special marshal this year is none other than George Becchetto, because he deserves all the credit. He's the guy that went to court. He's the guy that saved Columbus, and we're one of the only places in the whole country that, you know, still have our statue. Thanks
yeah,
to George.
Right. And I think we're one of the few places that hasn't been usurped by anti-Italian Indigenous People Day. Jim Kenney. Yes.
Yes. And Jim Kenney. And the one that really started it all, and I'm sure Kenney was behind her, was the former councilwoman, Helen Jim. God knows where she is now.
Well, my sightings, my sources say she's in Seattle. You may remember, Jody, first time we're told a talk show host had a dictum put out to the media, went to 200 outlets saying, will Dom Giordano actually leave Philadelphia when Helen wins? How did that work out?
Well, you're still here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is she out there with Antifa or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're coming here to Philadelphia Friday through Sunday. They're having their convention underground here. So we're on it. So Jody,
oh, convention.
Yeah. So okay. Jody, when is the parade? What are the times, dates, et cetera? Where do people go? And it'll be on Channel 6, I assume, too, right?
Yes, it'll be televised from 12:30 until 2 p.m. Sunday, the 12th of October, which is the actual, you know, original real Columbus Day.
Right.
And we kick off from Broad and Snyder, the parade, and then we'll go down to Marconi Plaza to the Columbus statue, and there will be an immense festival with music and food and games for kids, the porchetta, macaroni, pizza, everything.
Will there be gravy will there be sauce? That's what I want to know.
It's gravy. It's never sauce. Never sauce.
Exactly. Exactly. Not in South Philly. So that's one big part. And you're right. George Becchetto is unbelievable what he's done. But you too, the organization and what you put on together, which brings us to the Frank Rizzo statue. At some point soon, there might be something around that.
Yes. Yes. As soon as we, you know, get all our approvals.
Right.
I can't really talk about, you know, too much technical stuff right now because we don't want to jinx anything.
Oh, yeah,
but,
exactly.
We got the statue back because of George again. And I mean, from day one, when this all started, George was on board with us for the Rizzo statue. And when we have, you know, the same people with us, we even have former Mayor Street. I mean, we have everybody behind us because Frank Rizzo was never what they said he was. He was a law and
exactly.
order cop and then
right.
the mayor.
Yeah,
but that'll be another celebration, Dom.
Oh, that's going to be as big as anything imaginable. And Jody, thank you. Ro and I will be at the 1492 Gala. Is that the right way to call it? On Thursday before Columbus Day.
Yeah. Could I tell them a little bit
oh,
about
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sure.
It's at the Yahtzee. It's on South. Wait a minute. Let me get the address.
Swanson, right?
It's Swanson Street. It's between, it's 2401 South Swanson. So that's around Swanson and Rittner. And it's a union hall for the stagehands. It's a beautiful place. Great food, great caterer, Giovanni. He does Anthony's Caterers in Drexel Hill. And it will be from 5:30 to 9:30. We will have a television screen for the Eagles game. And we are honoring this year George Becchetto, Bob Pantano, Dr. Larry Rebecca, who a lot of people know. He's like the biggest vet around. He's in Southwest Philly, but everybody in South Philly takes their animals to him. And yours truly, Dom Giordano. And we have a special lineup this year. It'll be a great night. It's open bar. It's $100 a person. Great food. Great DJ and great honorees. So if anybody needs tickets, they could call me at 215-336-3060. And if I'm not here, leave a message. I'm here Monday to Thursday. And again, the tickets are $100 each, and they're made out to the 1492 Society.
Yes, 215-336-3060.
Yes.
Absolutely. Jody, looking forward to it. Thank you for that honor. And do you know, too, that Bob Pantano and I were both in the same book at Newman all throughout, and that book was X1.
Oh, get out.
No, we are. Ask Pantano. He'll tell you.
Oh, that's great. That's
4 years
great.
Of, so two, yes.
All so right. Two friends will be honored together.
Absolutely, Jody. Thank you so much for that. We will see you on Thursday, a week from today.
A week from today.
All righty, Jody. Thank you very much.
Okay. Happy Columbus Day to
thanks,
everybody.
Jody. All right. It's going to be a big Columbus Day. Yeah. Bob Pantano and Henry, they weren't politically correct back then. They had books, and they called the lower track books. It was all tracks. And Newman had four
right,
X's,
yeah.
I remember. X1. And then I think there was something that, like, C for commercial. You were going into the business. Then all the others were the lower tracks. And there were 16 of them.
Jeez.
M for modified. You're taking a modified curriculum. And the kids in 16 were M16ers.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, Newman didn't fool around, though. You're modified. Oh, my God. You don't take a lot. You know, you take a lot of gym and you just whatever.
Some study halls.
Study hall, gym. Yeah, that's all you're going to do, kids. So get in life. You're modified. They put a stamp on you. All right. So what are the odds? So Bob Pantano, big radio star, got his own thing going on down the hall with WOGL. And me, same book all 4 years at Newman. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us with that all-time dumb idea. By the way, we're hoping to get Eric Trump back on the show. He's got a new book out. What came out on Tuesday, I guess. And the book is entitled Siege. In other words, what his family faced being under siege as a family, as a spinoff from the kinds of things that went on with President Trump. And when you have Laura Trump, the wife, and Eric, and, you know, out of the family, Don Jr. is more aggressive in the type of approach to this. But Eric Trump, I've just always found to be an unbelievably good guy. And they have they've suffered also. And if you're a Trump in any way, shape, or form, it's got to create a lot of difficulty even today. So we'll hope to get him on with the book. He's out there now on tour. Let's go to David, Lexington, South Carolina. David, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, word is, speaking of dumb ideas, I think Joe from Columbus is going to wear jeans in your honor for the 5K Sunday. I've heard.
What is it? Why are jeans not the most comfortable thing imaginable? Come on.
No, they really are after about 3 years. After beating them up a little bit. You know.
It takes 3 years of running it.
Exactly right.
Now, remember, these are blue jeans. They're not the dark, heavy. I hate that stuff. They're
right.
Really dark blue. Always the lighter, the better. Yeah, come on.
Agreed.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes.
Well, Dom, other than the dumb idea my dad had about 50 years ago of moving us from Mecca down here, from Pennsylvania down to South Carolina, the dumbest idea is when you ask a woman how much she weighs.
Ah.
It's fatal.
Who does that?
Gosh.
No, I thought you were going to say your wife says this is make me look fat, and you answer. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, when she says, does this dress make me look fat, right. You say, no, it's a drive-thru.
Thank you very much. You know, I like to guess the weights and all that. You know what I do, Henry? Always take in your mind and guess 15 pounds under or something.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
Same.
But if you're still, if they look at you like, oh, my God, you think I'm that heavy. Oh, man, it's pretty hard to
And it's one of those things, too. You can't
on the
go.
Couch.
Yeah.
One of the funniest stories I remember when Wildwood was starting to farm out to foreign kids coming here versus Americans who would go there for jobs over the summer mm-hmm. to the summer stuff. And this woman on the boardwalk was from Russia. Horrible. At guessing ages and weights. And on top, it was Oak Avenue. I was watching her. I was ready to jump into the fray. And she's guessing on the high side of the age constantly, wrong
Whoa.
That side, and on the high side of the weight.
Whoa.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. And there was a prize or something like that. Yeah. We don't do it anymore. That's fat shaming, I guess. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. I don't see those people anymore.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it. Yeah. It's old fashioned. All right. 855-839-1210. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. All right, Henry, you got a lot of balls in the air with today. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Philly Sports put to music on Wednesday, November 19th at the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com.
All right, Dom. So, yeah. Anywho, today on the side question, we are asking for that all-time bad idea.
Right.
And you know it's going to be a bad idea if a bad moon's arising, as Creedence Clearwater Revival once said in 1969.
Already quoting somebody to make your point here. All
yeah.
Right, continue. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, if you're listening today, you may have heard me play that song, Bad Moon Rising. I'm going to play it for you here again, only this time CCR will not be the one singing it. And no, it is not in English either, so... Don't expect to be a band, you know. No, today we are playing a cover of Bad Moon Rising. I want to know the language of origin or the country in which this cover
okay.
comes from.
Oh, my God. Sounds like the polka again.
Yeah, Dom. I think it's actually a pretty solid cover. But I'll give you some clues about where this,
okay.
this music hails from. So this country, it's home to the tallest people in the world. Tallest
uh-huh.
people in the world. You might see them playing a lot of volleyball. They're very good at track for the same reasons. A lot of long legs. And I'll say this, too, about the country. Their government is not in their capital city.
All right.
So wow. Those are the two hints I'm going to give you today.
Okay.
We'll see if we need any more after that. I think any more would give it away. But, yeah, I want to know the country or language of origin of this song.
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to see Joe Conklin, which is a tremendous night. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yes, that's right. Show us the money. All right, let's hear the play. We need the language, right, or the country?
Language of the country here.
Absolutely. Let's hear it. All right, you heard Henry's clues. Let's get a winner and send you off to see the great Joe Conklin, Steve in Langhorne. All right, Steve, country or language?
I'm not sure of the language, but I think the country is Swaziland in Africa.
That was, yeah, I don't hear that. You know?
I'll just say that's not even close.
No, that's what I was hoping because that. Bold answer.
Yeah, the day I play like something from Swaziland, yeah. The day the show ends yeah. or something. I
think Dan did it on multiple occasions. But that's Chris in Elkton, Maryland, it must be. Hey, Chris, what's the answer today?
Holland?
No? No, yes. No. Okay. No, good try.
Right there.
And I
right
thought
there.
I thought they were among the tallest people, by and large, the Dutch.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'm a dummy. He is the right.
It is the right answer.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. I get my Netherlands and Denmark confused
yeah, okay.
all the time. I don't know why I did that.
The Dutch.
I knew it was the Dutch, and I don't know why I was listening for something right. else. Yeah.
Call back
no.
in.
I'll get him
he's
on.
He's a winner.
He's
yeah,
a winner.
Call back in, 855-839-1210. It is the Dutch.
Yes, it's from the Netherlands.
Rise.
Yes.
Yes.
Their okay. government, The Hague, is not in Amsterdam. It's in its own city, The Hague.
Okay, there that's right. Absolutely. All right, we hear about that all the time. All right, so we have a winner off to see Joe Conklin. Now, We talked about at the top of the show, and Henry, this will be cut 10 here, just another one of her stylings. This menace of the suburbs, Madeline Dean. She accosted, and Mike Johnson made a bad mistake here in the hallway yesterday. She waylaid him to tell us that President Trump is unwell, unhinged. The unwell was worse than the unhinged. And Johnson just said, what about your people? I'm not going to replay that part. Now, he's really taking a lashing out there today. Why did he not move away from her? Listen to Madeline Dean then. And again, this is every time these women here, the representatives from this area in the suburbs in Congress, Houlihan, Scanlon, Dean, a couple of others, every time we see this, it's an indictment to me of what has happened to the suburbs. Montgomery County must feel, because I think she'll win overwhelmingly again, that Madeline Dean is the face, the leader of this, and even of the suburban area. This is the secret sauce, the hold they have over this. Listen to Dean on with Jake Tapper, and they're talking about the Democrat Party continuing to sink lower in every poll. Her answer? Well, it's Donald Trump.
He is unwell. What are you doing?
A lot of folks on your side are, too. I don't control.
Oh, I'm sorry. God, it's please. Cut 10, Henry. It's cut 10. Yeah, that's the other one. Here's cut 10, Dean with Jake Tapper.
It feels like every few weeks a new polling organization comes out with a poll saying Democrats are at the lowest level they've ever been. And the latest was Wall Street Journal. Democratic approval ratings hit a record low. 63 of voters having an unfavorable view of your party. What does your party need to do to climb out of that?
I have to speak to two issues that just came up here. What I regret around the Epstein files is nobody talks about the victims. We need truth, transparency, and justice. Every time we talk about this, these now adult women, they were children. Let's remember this.
Yeah.
Many of them were children who were trafficked.
That's the whole reason.
Raped,
there needs to be
assaulted.
Justice for these women.
Justice for the women.
Yeah.
They are just re-victimized every single time. Release the files. It isn't just Maxwell and Epstein who knows what happened here when you traffic hundreds of girls and women. On the polling, I haven't seen polling that shows the president at 90% of anything.
Republicans.
Some small slice of Republicans. Mm-hmm. Even his base is getting very upset with him over Epstein and the conspiracies and the failure to be transparent. What do I make of that Democratic, the poll? Yes, we're in the doghouse yet again. What I see and what I hear from my constituents, whether I'm answering the phone in my office or I'm out at the supermarket, everybody is anxious, upset, worried. They're worried about Gaza. They're worried about war crimes in Ukraine. They are worried about tariffs. They can't plan because businesses can't plan. They're also now worried about things they weren't worried about, Medicaid. Tens of thousands of my constituents are at risk of losing Medicaid support, whether it's for substance abuse or for their disabled child. So they're worrying about things they didn't have to worry about before, and they see a president not solving the big issues that are, some of them, very man-made, like Gaza.
All right, let's go back to that. Reality check out there in Montgomery County. They're worried about Gaza and Ukraine, really, versus their own lives. The other part of this with Madeline Dean, they hit upon something there. You know, you can see the favorability personally of President Trump go back and forth here. But she mentioned something. People are smart enough, the policies. When Tapper mentioned, well, 90% of Republicans or more, but it's more than that. We talk all the time about it. They can't get away with it. It's the 80-20 policies. And one of them was shutting down the border. This is cut 11. Here is a CNN interview with a cartel leader who was masked and anonymous talking about that Trump's border crackdown is stifling the cartel's operations. Cut 11.
Closely coordinated. To understand the impact this cartel crackdown is having, we spend weeks trying to get a senior cartel leader to speak with us. He finally agrees, meeting us in a Phoenix parking lot.
Well, I work with the
Sinaloa cartel.
From killing to coordinating smuggling operations, he says he's done it all.
Do you help in bringing people, drugs, weapons?
People and drugs.
Are you a citizen here?
No, sir.
No. And so you're able to still come in and out?
Yes.
Among those helping with transportation, U.S. citizens.
You all are using social media to get to young people, young teens, and recruiting them to be part of it. Some of them, many of them, are American citizens, too.
It's just like that.
That's life.
It's like that, you know. But
so even though they may get caught and spend many years in prison, that's their fault, as you see.
Yeah.
When you see, for example, the impact of violence and everything that is caused from the cartel movements, from essentially your employer, do you feel that you're part of this problem?
Yeah. You know, because I got hit, I got, you know, family, and when they want to kill you, you want you defend.
So you see it as defending yourself?
Yes. That's what I say. I don't like trouble. You have something wrong to me, I do something bad to you.
I'm not so sad.
All right. So there's a lot in here, too, with CNN, in which they talked about how much more difficult this is becoming. Right, Henry? We have that part or no? Is that the full?
Thought we were just taking the interview there.
Yeah, him. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the headliner here, that this has made things, the border being essentially shut down. Now, notice the cartel is not giving up. They get young, as CNN said, teenagers that are American citizens that are lured into this to do the driving, to do some of the smuggling, to do various things. But the overall problem is the American people are not trusting the Democrats to protect the border, the trans issue when we bring it up, any number of issues that are 80-20, 90-10, there are still, and this shutdown is an example. The shutdown is because their fear of their base that, quote, wants them to fight. So how could two things be possible at once? Blaming Republicans for wanting to shut down, but then taking credit for fighting by shutting down the government. This is not ending well for them. It's not going to end well, and it hasn't so far. We asked Dave McCormick tomorrow, Senator McCormick, how does he see, how does this end in his mind? How does it go forward with this? By the way, I'm on board with Ted Cruz on this, I'll tell you, but you may not be. Ted Cruz is subpoenaing, and I think he'll testify, the head of the FCC who got caught up in the Jimmy Kimmel thing. And this guy was out of bounds, and a lot of people emailed, a lot of people social media said, yep, he was. So we're going to have round two on this. I still think the affiliates in Sinclair and Nexstar were experiencing that. But Carr did not act appropriately here in the way that he went after Kimmel. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. So watch for this. Ted Cruz is going to grill him, I guess, on this. Now you can say, well, that's just helping Democrats. I get it. But you notice the White House has marginalized this guy, having him stand down. He's not out there in the center ring as he was during all that. And Kimmel's ratings are returning to very close to normal. Abysmal. All right, more phone lines, more calls. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, it is Dom time. What a show today. Great guest, great side question, and that Newman Price stuff that we have to use as a walk-up song. The Dumb Idea, Das Kapital, coming down today. But I let off. And I wanted to play, you may not have heard it at the top of the show, one more time, Pope Leo, who you may remember some of the stuff when he was made Pope. We're looking at like, oh, my God. Then there is, oh, but he loves Villanova and he's American. So the Catholic Church is no longer a force, and they're becoming more malevolent on the side of what they should be standing for. This is Cut 5. Pope Leo, first of all, even Pastor Bill Devlin's been emailing me. Did you see him bless this giant block of ice yesterday? They had this big conference on climate. Big thing of ice is dripping. He's doing all kinds of around a block of ice with Schwarzenegger there and a bunch of climate lunatics. And that's his message. But there's a deeper message. Dick Durbin, longtime Democrat senator from Illinois, is a Catholic. And yet he has an almost perfect abortion vote record. I say that not just pro-choice like a Bob Casey Jr., because he voted easily. He would always vote that way to say if the baby survived the procedure, you don't give it medical care. I mean, who in the world on that? President Obama said, well, if you do that, you're undercutting what abortion's all about, the choice. Think about that. Durbin was going to be honored for lifetime achievement as a Catholic by the Cardinal Kupich, who's way to the left of Chicago. Just think of what Chicago's like. And bishops across the country started going nuts, attacking this, someone with this kind of voting record. And the reason Kupich was going to honor him, he is so pro-immigrant, protecting them from being dehumanized, meaning people that are here illegally. That was the reason. Again, another tell of the church. But Pope Leo gets wound up on the pro-life issue, calling out, and again, once this guy walks this back, and I don't think he is, he's telling you where the Catholic Church is going, the definition of being pro-life, ignoring how malevolent the Democrat Party is and guys like Durbin up and down the line. You know, I know it's hard there with the press, but if I had passed to it, Your Holiness, I can't say you got to be kidding me. That's what I'd like to say. Tell me your logic here. You're a smart guy. That Durbin would let a baby die who survives an abortion. And you think that's a complex matter. But I am pro death penalty. I have been, I am now, and I forever will be. Not going to change on that. I see no... Well, you're not open. No, I see no way. And I'm talking about inside particular guidelines. Listen to what the Pope says in answer to all these bishops and others saying, you can't honor a guy like this for lifetime achievement as a Catholic. Listen to how he marks his thinking on top of the climate block of ice blessing on the same day. Here's what he said.
Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life. So someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States, I don't know if that's pro-life. So they're very complex issues. I don't know if anyone has all the truth on them. But I would ask first and foremost that there be greater respect for one another and that we search together both as human beings, in that case as American citizens or citizens of the state of Illinois, as well as Catholics, to say we need to, you know, really look closely at all of these ethical issues and to find the way forward as church. The church teaching on each one of those issues is very clear.
No, it's not. It is not clear in the way that you're enunciating it. Notice what he says here, the straw man. Oh, yeah, I'm pro-life. but I want inhuman treatment of immigrants. Just think of how insulting this is. I don't care that he's the Pope. In fact, he has a higher honor. Look, the other Pope was befuddled at times, all these languages he's speaking in and everything else. This guy's sharper. Notice how he characterizes it. Oh, you say you're pro-life, but you're for the inhuman treatment of immigrants. So by definition, his definition is let people stay here illegally, status quo, let this continue. Otherwise, that is inhuman. All right, this is where the church is. This is a very telling moment. The death penalty, they've always been edging towards saying, no, you can't be in favor of the death penalty. Based on what? What morality? What substance do they have? They don't have it. It's their own personal feelings. And they're giving the signal here. And, you know, we all know the Vatican, he's behind walls. He doesn't have 10, 20 million, who knows how many people coming into the Vatican, storming at it legally. With all that money they have, all the artworks. How do we keep electing? And that's what it is. That's what happened here. And this guy's the first American. I'm sure he'd be coming to Villanova, and I'll say the same things then. But this time, dozens of bishops and archbishops spoke up. See, this is new. Our guy did not. He never does. Does he think Dick Durbin should get a Lifetime Achievement Award as a Catholic? And the rationale was he gets it because he is so pro-immigrant. And if you're not, so my position then means that I can't be a Catholic. Pro-death penalty and pro, yeah, I mean, you could say incidents where you think there's something here that isn't right, but I'm saying in the broad scope of things, what we're doing, what Trump ran on, is exactly right. Not to this Pope. Could he defend? Well, of course he can't defend it. He never has to defend it. He's in a bubble. No one's going to ask him a question or none of this stuff comes up with any of these guys. I would ask the Archbishop the same thing. That's why we don't have money. He's a great guy. When he was on, we talked about deep sea diving and all this stuff. It was good that you got to know him. But as far as policy, as far as this, so what is their position? Dick Durbin, fine. You're not. If you're in favor of the immigration policy and if you're in favor of the death penalty, you're not. Dick Durbin is. Think about that. How much clearer do we have to see how messed up this is on any level that you would put for it? And with all respect, how in the world is this complicated? It's not complicated. You have a baby that survives abortion. I look back at his voting record. He routinely voted against medical care at that point. Does the Pope know this? He probably does. He doesn't care. They are driven toward illegal immigration, and they're driven toward insulting the rest of us in doing it. How do they square that up in their own mind with morality? Good question. John in Belmar, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John.
All right. Now, I was just telling the screener, you have this position that Pope Leo's taken. Now, Pope Francis, the fellow that just died, he believes that there's no hell, and all religions lead to heaven, if you want to call it that. And it's a public thing. He made a big thing out of it. And John Paul II is another public thing, believed in evolution. So you've got the leader of a major Christian denomination doing everything that the denomination Christian is opposed to all what the Lord believes in.
All right. Thank you, John. I do believe in evolution, too. So you can take me out of public circle. Yes, evolution. That's not where we're going here. Right. If you're not a Catholic, it's fine. But it's insulting. You're a fake if you say so. All these pro-life groups, well, what do you think about the death penalty? Well, I would counter with, what do you think about a guy who says a baby, after surviving that, doesn't get medical care? What do you think the Pope might say? I think he might say, as he did, I don't know about that. I have never heard about that. Well, here, read it. What are you talking about? How do we get to this insult level with the Catholic Church? And yet, it's too big to fail. Yet the numbers worldwide, I think, are about 1.4 billion. The NFL, the Catholic Church, too big to fail. They insult people routinely that are their base. The traditional Catholic, if you are one, you're insulted by this guy. That's what he's telling you. That's exactly what he's doing. Yet when he comes to Villanova, they'll celebrate it because they're in the same camp. All right, phone lines, it's the lightning round. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is the lightning round. By the way, the White House has pushed back on Pope Leo. Caroline Leavitt, apparently, is a very devout Catholic, even has prayer sessions before she, takes to the rostrum. So they push back, saying, what is this about this inhuman treatment in the United States? Can you define it? No, he doesn't have to. It's, we go from one pope after another engaging in this. All right, let's go to the callers here. Side question, all-time dumb idea. Today was the day that communism dropped. Marx, Das Kapital. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary, what's yours?
Hey, Tom, how are you? I'm gonna go with three statistics first. Greater than 50% of all inmates today have only one parent at home. The next one would be 1970, there was a 70% chance that you had two parents at home. Now we have less than 25%. And that all comes from my favorite and your favorite president, Lyndon Baines Johnson's War on Poverty.
That is a great one. The guy is the most destructive force imaginable. You're right. And that was done in the 60s, and it continues and grows today. He's the guy.
1964. Let's pay people to stay at home.
Exactly. Thank you. That's a very good one. Richard in Somerdale. Richard, what's yours?
Yeah, well, I wanted to say something about His Holiness there.
Sure.
In Rome. So far as immigration is concerned, immigration is okay in our country, but illegal immigration is the one that's frowned upon. That's against the law, and being against the law is a sin, I would concern.
So's the death penalty allowed within the proper guidelines, but that tells you you're not pro-life either.
Right. And also, the Vatican invests in much money, probably millions and millions of dollars in different organizations, might be P. Lorillard and Company, which is a cigarette company, and in effect, smoking cigarettes could be a death penalty for people, for millions of people.
Yeah, true. So yours is smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Gotcha. Thank you, Richard. Well, look, His Holiness doesn't have to be connected to reality or anything else. It doesn't seem to matter. All right. One more. Let's see. Chef Dave, we haven't heard from in a few days. Chef Dave in Oakland. What's yours, Dave?
Mine is the German High Command telling the British High Command that in 1938 they were going to whack Hitler to get rid of him so that he doesn't cause World War II, a war they knew they couldn't win.
All right, thank
you.
The
British High Command went and turned around and told the Neville Chamberlain, and he flew to England and, to Germany. And
I don't know about that, and that sounds like Tucker Carlson history to me, but I'll check it. All right. What do you say, Kirk, here? A couple contenders today.
A few. I'm going to go with David, South Carolina, about the weight, asking a woman to wait.
All-time dumb idea. I don't know why I was asking. Are you pregnant? It's even worse.
But oh, yeah. Same vein, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like David Lexington's answer about asking about the weight. And I like Richard Somerdale's answer of cigarettes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go with Dave in Lexington. Let's put his name into the hat. And tomorrow we get the winner. Top on our agenda for Side tomorrow. I know Dave McCormick's coming on. A lot to unpack with him. And Dr. Coates, Dr. Victoria Coates, she and Rich teamed up on that article for Fox about flying the flag of the Communist Chinese Party to commemorate when they took over China. They did that at Philadelphia City Hall. And does the Philadelphia Inquirer think that's newsworthy? No, I don't see anything. What's yet? Too many Rocky statues. Communist Chinese flag over City Hall. Yeah, they're good guys. Rocky, he likes Trump. Bad guy. Let's continue to agitate to get rid of that statue that people love, the one at the top of the steps that Stallone, oh man, when Stallone comes here in November, is it? It's going to be an interesting time to see if people will be out there booing Sylvester Stallone. The Inquirer certainly is. All right, Kirk, thank you for producing Henry, of course. Great job. I love that reading of Das Kapital, too. It's a classic. And Newman Price, that was a hit of the show. Did we hear a little bit of that? Do you have it handy here? 10 seconds of it. You missed it. In the Philly sounds of Newman Price before we go to it.
Down jogging down Broad Street. His denim tracksuit shines.
Denim tracksuit?
He's never on the run. He's always on time.
You got that right. We'll have more tomorrow. Rich is next. Talk Radio 12, Dan, WPHD.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.